Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 16th of February, 2015. The title, You Are Surrounded. The email started out as many do that I get. Dear Dr. Thompson, my son has been persuaded to take up pulp and paper science as a career. I do not know anything about this. What do I need to know? That's a slight paraphrase, and it was a long email. In my response, I immediately corrected the doctor idea and went on to wax enthusiastically about our industry as I usually do. Perhaps I should have said more or approached the subject something like this. If you are writing to me while sitting in a modern structure built to today's building codes, you are surrounded by pulp and paper products. As I often say, they are so ubiquitous, they are invisible.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Come in.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, Fred. What's up?
Jen, I was wondering, are we going to spend money advertising this year?
Fred, we've been over this before. I cannot see spending money on advertising. It simply doesn't work. Remember that year we advertised in that trade magazine? That provided zero results for us. Heck, I doubt our ad even reached our target audience.
Well, Jen, I just got off the phone with Kurt Gifford, the sales manager of Pauper Tyler Publications, and that company truly cares about his clients. Kurt sent me their media kit, and after looking through the kit, I was impressed. Have a look for yourself. They not only have our target audience, but they also measure and communicate their efforts to clients. I really like this media company. I looked on their websites, I listened to their radio programs, and they have quality content.
I don't know, Fred. Advertising is so expensive.
Well, Kurt told me that they work with their clients not only to fit their advertising needs, but also their budgets. Besides, you know we need to increase our visibility in the industry.
Well, that does seem enticing. How do we learn more?
Kurt would like us to set up a meeting with them to discuss our advertising needs and further explain how they can help increase our visibility. He even said that their vice president and CEO would be willing to talk to us.
Fred, why don't you call Kurt and schedule a meeting with them?
Advertising doesn't have to be a negative experience. Pauper Italo Publications strives to ensure your products and services are marketed in a superior way. To learn more, contact Kurt Gifford at 770-367-4823 or email him at cgifford@taii.com or contact Helen Rausch at 937-403-8602 or email her at helen.roush@taii.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Let's do an inventory. We'll assume you're sitting in a room roughly 10 feet by 10 feet. That would be 3 meters by 3 meters. If this room is covered with wallboard on four sides and the ceiling, that area covered by wallboard is 420 square feet. This wallboard likely has face paper of basis weight 26 pounds per 1,000 square feet and backing paper of 42 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So, you are surrounded by 28.56 pounds of paper just to start with. By the way, check my math. I'm notorious for producing faulty math calculations in this column. Have I ever told you that I think wallboard facing paper is one of the most difficult applications we have in the paper industry? We ask an awfully lot of this paper over a very long period of time. What else do you have in the room? 5 pounds of newsprint, even in these days of newsprint decline? Easily several hundred pounds of books. If you have any manufactured furniture with laminate tops, you have several layers of one of the most expensive grades of paper known to humankind in this. A visit to the loo is a confrontation with tissue grades of all sorts and sizes. If you change your infant's nappy while there, more pulp was used. I just love the English terminology for these functions. Back at the refrigerator, your ice cream likely has pulp in it. Other processed foodstuffs may contain pulp as well. Your modern electronics also may contain layers of specialized paper products. Of course, we haven't begun to talk about all those overnight delivery boxes that wind up at your front door each week. In our household, these have gone from being an interesting anomaly to a regular occurrence. Yes, pulp and paper is alive and well and everywhere. We're going to have fun with our quiz this week. You get to offer more items that are within arm's reach that contain pulp and paper. For safety this week, modern antiseptic conditions in our safety systems would not be possible without pulp and paper. However, that does not mean we do not need to be diligent in our practices ourselves here. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.